Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Lioness Lounge. I am your host, Takresha Blunt. I'm also the owner and founder of Takresha S. Blunt Coaching and Consulting, as well as Blissful Brew Teas, your online gourmet tea company. So, let's get started. I told you that I was going to make the rest of this week about men and relationships and healing. I'm going to use this disclaimer first, and then I'm going to jump right into it. So my disclaimer is, I really don't care if a man gets mad and say that I'm bitter. They hate to hear the truth, and they bounce it back off women. That is my disclaimer. So let's get started. You know, I noticed just watching things and seeing things, women are always told that we need to take time out. We need to relax, heal, get some help, XYZ, the whole nine yards, because everything is based off of saying the woman scorned or the woman is bitter, she's broken from a past relationship. It's always the woman, the woman, the woman. But no one ever says to a man, did you heal? Did you heal or did you just jump into the next relationship? Because what happens is, just like a woman, men are bitter, broken, hurt, scorned, the whole nine yards. Yet, they don't heal. They don't even wait a month, 2 months, 3 months, or whatever. They're in a relationship with the next person that's been sometime already involved in the relationship. And they've already been kind of together on the low, you know, that side piece stuff. Or they just instantly go out, and because they're a man, they approach a woman and the woman instantly falls for them. So I'll give you some examples. Somebody I know was recently married. They got a divorce and already got married again. You're talking about less than 90 days. Did you heal? And then the first thing a man will say is, oh, I don't need to heal. It was her. She was the problem. But you hold parts in that also. But then women, we don't ask these men, did you heal from your last relationship? Are you over your last relationship? Because a lot of them aren't. And they're using you, the new one, as a tactic to get even with the ex. They use you to prove a point. While they're saying they love you, it's not really love. It's actually them just putting a bandage over their pain from their ex. I got a phone call from my kid's father, and our kids are 26 and 25. And he went to reminiscing and saying, you know, Tack, you never... You treated me like I was just something to do. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Them kids is 25 and 26. What is you talking about? And he said, I loved you unconditionally, yet you never really loved me. I saw you and old boy taking trips and doing X, Y, and Z and going everywhere, and it pissed me off. You're talking about 20-some years later. So you've been bitter this whole time. But instead of saying, I am hurt, you went from relationship to relationship to relationship to relationship, not taking the time to heal yourself. These men are broken. They're hurt. And most of the time, they cause the pain for themselves because they want to be the man. And when I say the man, I'm not talking about the man to raise the household. I'm talking about the man to get all these women lined up and they cheating, or to not do their job and provide for their homes, and to lie constantly that they're innocent and they didn't do anything, and somebody's lying on them, when the whole time they have been the one that inflicted their own pain. Everything that they go through is inflicted by them, but they blame it on the woman. So men, I ask, have y'all healed? And the answer is no. You instantly in a relationship and in love just that fast. You're not in love, you're in lust, because the next woman is doing something to you that you want a fantasy or whatever. And some of y'all not even getting a fantasy. You just trying to make your ex jealous. But then you'll break this woman's heart because she's not truly what you want. It's just something to do for right now. And the first thing you do is discredit her. Tell her that she's crazy. Tell her that she needs to go heal, that she isn't over her past relationship. But it's you that caused these problems because she was healed. She was good until you stepped into her life with your broken and bitter ways. Ladies, you gotta start telling these men, go heal. No, you was just in a relationship showing how much you was in love. 2 weeks later, here you come saying, hey, I want to holler at you. I've been watching you for the whole time, but you was in a relationship and in love. So how was you watching somebody else? You need to go heal. But most women not going to pick up the pace and say that. What you're going to do is fall for whatever he say because he got a beard, because he's tall, because he's sexy, because he got this physique, because he dressed well or what have you. Not looking at the inside, because most of the time all of that on the outside is just a facade. It's just there to catch your attention. Oh, I'm a groom up. I'm going to put a beard, get my beard right. I'm a groom up. I'm gonna do my fade up right, or I'm gonna shave my head because that's what women seem to be liking right now. They set us up for failure each and every time, and we fall for the failure. I'm one I fell for. I'm one that can say I honestly fell for. But the man was broken. He wasn't healed. Everything that he said was a lie. Everything that he did was suspect. When I say suspect, You constantly tell me, I just woke up one morning and my wife just said she ain't want to do this no more. But I should have said, do what? Because I would have known then she didn't want to do the sit back and watch you cheat on her all the time. To sit back and watch you be a bum and a liar and not even be a strong man to provide for your home. To sit back and watch you lie and pretend like you're not doing nothing while you're ripping that woman apart. These men have become so, I don't know, scavengers, because you got these women that are willing to throw themselves at these men. For what purpose? I don't know. Only thing that I see that they're doing is, okay, he looked this way, so I'm going to get him because he looked this way. Oh, I'm going to get him because he talk about how he is in the bedroom and all of that. These men are broken. A broken man will break a woman. If you come to me and I know you just was in a relationship, my first question, even if I don't know, was how long since it's been since your last encounter? If you tell me y'all just broke up a month ago, my response gonna be, you're not healed yet from that broken relationship. We could be friends, but that's about as far as it's gonna go. Because the simple fact, I don't need anybody in my life that's gonna destroy me. I've built myself. I've healed. I've gotten the counseling. I've gotten the therapy. I did all of that. So why would I let somebody come in my life that's going to bring me back down to a point where I fought to get away from? You know, my ex was like, you ain't over your past. You need to go heal. And I started absorbing that. Because I'm thinking, okay, maybe I'm not healed. But I took 17 years before I decided I would date anybody. And I did that because I wanted to heal from the abuse that I went in. Yet, I went into this relationship thinking that this person was good and that everything was all right, when all along, all this person was doing was somewhat stringing me along and telling me that I needed to heal, because they're so accustomed to saying this to women. I was healed. He was broken. I was healed. He was destroyed. Mentally destroyed. So all that does is it absorbs in me. I'm planning myself around this person, and he's supposed to be the leader, but he's broken. So it brings me to a broken point. It makes you bitter. It makes you question yourself. It makes you second guess everything that you do. Because you're dealing with a broken man. Most men be broken. Before the paper dry, the ink dry on the paper of a divorce, they already in the next woman's bed, ear, and all of this, and telling them how much they love them. How can you? How can you? You go around, these men go around, and the first thing they say, oh, that bitch just bitter. No, she not bitter. You broke her because you were broken. You know, they got this guy, and his name is Kevin Samuel, I guess, and he does a lot of discrediting women. He say, I saw one clip, and he asked the lady how much she wore. And she said, I told you I was plus size. He was like, somebody get this big bitch off of here, something like that. Don't let these men tear you down. Everybody's not going to be skinny, and if he don't like it, the hell with him. See, we get on these, we want to be on everybody's platform. Fuck them platforms. Start your own platform and excuse my language. But that was an insult. Then he said if a woman got X amount of kids or kids, she not worthy. Well, you got some of these trifling ass men that got a whole bunch of kids and they think that every woman is supposed to fall over them. I'll use my ex. You got five kids and one that you claim that's not yours, but you raised them. And I kudos to you for the lie that you told about you raised them, but kudos to you. Anyways, you want a woman to love you with five, six kids, but then if she come with five or six kids, she ran through, she trash, she garbage or whatever. Ladies, you guys got to stop and let these men know you ran through also. Excuse me. Men can be as ran through as a woman. You know, he got body counts just like a woman got body counts. But we have let ourselves be programmed by these men to make us feel like we're less than who we are. And we're not. We're not less than anything. You are a beautiful woman. Quit letting these broken people tell you what you're not. These broken male figures, because most of them aren't men. A man is going to make sure you're happy, provided for, and taken care of. Most of these males, all they want to do is lay up with you. Then they done convince you that you need to go get your butt done to be somebody. Your butt got to be increased. You got to have this figure. You got to do this. What you got to do is carry yourself like a woman and you will attract a man. Carry yourself like a woman and you'll attract a man. Carry yourself like a tramp. You'll attract a male. Carry yourself like a needy person, you'll attract a male. Because that male is going to see just how broken you are and all he's going to do is tear you apart even more. Women, as women, we got to start telling these men, go heal. Learn how to not need sex as much. Go and heal. Because everything that he puts in you, his negativity, his bad energy, the whole nine yard is going to be in you now. Because he's broken and he's going to tear you apart. The Bible says, and I know many of you be like, that's, you know, the Bible, this and that. Well, I go by the Bible. And the Bible says, when he inserts himself, he leaves a part of him in you. So everybody, all his pain, his anger, his energy, all of that becomes a part of you. Because you guys became as one. When intercourse was included, you gotta stop letting these men destroy you for the person that you really are. A broken man will break you. A broken man will destroy you. If he has not gotten over that ex and everything that he's doing is to make that ex jealous, guess what? He gonna do you the same way. You're in a honeymoon stage with him right now. He flashing you. He doing this and that. But then the minute he get his attraction to somewhere else or his old ways start converting out, coming out, then you're going to see the other woman isn't the problem. He's the problem. How can you go from you so in love with this person and this the love of your life and this person is this and that And the month after, the week after y'all break up, I ain't even going to give you a month. The week after you break up, oh, I've been after this person for X amount of years. I'm in love now. You in lust. Me in lust too. And that's all it is, full lust. You in full lust like a dog in heat. Okay, I am so sorry. I'm back. What I was saying is, ladies, we got to realize that a lot of men are broken. I'm not saying that women aren't broken too, but I'm talking about the men today. I'm just going to talk about the men because they have programmed us to make us feel like we are the problem. We know that he was cheating on her. I'm going to use her name, Brenda. We know that Mike was cheating on Brenda. We see it. They display it. You are probably involved in cheering it on. But if it was turned and it was on you, you wouldn't like it. You would feel so hurt that you was played and did wrong and everything else. So why are you cheering on a man to hurt a female? Why is it such a pleasure to see another female scorned and hurt and did wrong? This world today has taken it to a whole nother thing for the sake of being with a man. I'ma be with him, or I'ma be in his good conditions or what have you. So I gotta back him on everything because I wanna stay connected to him, because maybe one day I'll have a chance. Or maybe one day he'll see me in that capacity and we might have a chance because he see I supported him the whole time. But do you think he's really going to give you that attention? No, he's not. You know why? Because a broken man don't care about anybody. Only thing they care about is themselves. They care about making sure they're pleased. They care about making sure their little willy whackers are wet. And that's all. You know, my ex, back when we were together, see, a man told me the other day, you take on your environment. Because back when we was together, he never made fun of people. Not in my presence and not for me to see it. He actually would say to people, stop that. But now, because of his new love, they sit and they pick at people. That's broken man and broken woman. Both of them are broken idiots. How can you sit and talk about anybody when you're not perfect? Nobody's perfect. Nobody's going to be perfect. How can you call somebody fat or a big girl or this or that? But did you look in the mirror at yourself? Broken men, they always throwing rocks at women. I'm going to talk about this woman because she this and that, and the woman didn't do this, and the woman didn't do that, and she got all these kids. Okay, you have a lot of kids as well, sir. You have a lot of kids as well. And then you saying women need to pay their bills and this and that. Well, did you pay yours? Or did you just put a front on Facebook to make it seem like you paying bills? Or did you put a front on Instagram that you got all of this stuff and you know, you flashy this and you flashy that? But did you pay your bills? Are your lights on? Is your water off? Is your rent behind? Is all of this stuff affecting you? Or are you just going to discredit the woman like everything is her problem and you are just a perfect thing walking on earth? Did you take a shower? Did you wear the same clothes every day? Are you sitting up here making fun of somebody because they're homeless and they've lost their mind? You don't know the pressure or the pain they went through, because see, a broken man gonna try to destroy anybody. A person can be down on the ground, struggling to get up, and a broken man gonna step on her and make her feel like she's lower than she already is. Because he's broken and he needs something to climb on in order to feel whole. He didn't heal from nothing, whether it's from the pain he felt from his mom, his siblings, or what have you. He didn't heal. All he did was picked up his bags and went and planted himself over here. Now he's in this relationship. Then next thing you know, she gonna be the bad person. Then you'll say, well, she wasn't ready. She didn't know how to accept this. She didn't know how to do that. Well, were you ready? Did you know how to accept? Did you understand what love is? See, a lot of men mad with their mamas. Their mama done did them wrong their whole life, or they got some grudge because the mama didn't put up with their daddy shit. So instead of saying, I'm going to take off a little bit of time and I'm just going to enjoy life and I'm not going to destroy another woman's life, because that's all I've been doing all my life. They go jump right in the next relationship and like open arms. Here come the next female. Okay, well, I'm your best thing. I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to make sure you good. You a king. He not a king. He's a boy trying to struggle to figure out how to get over what he's going through. He lay there and he shake, or he lay there and he stare off in space, or he pick arguments, or he avoid communication because he don't want to fix. He does not want to accept that he's broken. Kevin Samuels sits on there and he talks about every woman. Everything is the woman, the woman, the woman did this, the woman ain't worth the this and she ain't that. But are you worth anything, sir? And I hate to even say sir with you. But are you worth anything? And then these men, they get in this mindset and they think, well, he said that's how it's supposed to be, so that's what it's going to be. You got more men pretending to be women, making fun of women in they skits and they what have you. Why? You got more men dressing up like women, making fun of women, saying, oh, this how they act, this is what they do, this is this and this is that. It's not. That's their vision of you. That's how they feel about a woman. So they feel this way about you, and then you start feeling like, okay, well, he said that's how I am, so I have to go with what he say because it's a man and I want a man in my life. But you want a man. You don't want these broken males, because all he's going to do is put you back in a place of displeasure of your own self. I was told so many times, you're not ready for love. Well, you're not showing love. You're not ready for love. You need to go heal. I healed. I got myself together. I was at my lowest point in my abusive relationship. When I got out that relationship and was freed and spared my life, I took time off to enjoy, to find out who I am, and to build me back up. To put my self-esteem higher than where it was when I first got into that relationship. So if I was able to do that and take time off for 17 years because I knew I was no good for anybody, what makes a man feel like he can't take time off either? Oh, because a man needs sex. That's what I used to, you know, that was one of the excuses I got when I found out Buddy the Clown was cheating on me. So I didn't touch my woman for 4 months. Okay, I ain't touched my man for 4 months, but I ain't go sleep with nobody. So what's your excuse? Well, I'm a man and that man, and I'm a Sagittarius. Boy, you just a cheater. You a cheater and you done got away with it so long, and I messed up by forgiving you. Because all that did was open up the door for you to continue your bullshit. And that's what most women do. Well, I'm gonna forgive you, because I'm going to save faith. I didn't want people to say, I told you it wasn't the right relationship for you. I made every effort to make it work. Everybody was like, you so happy. I was happy with me. I wasn't happy because I had this clown on my side. And he wasn't even on my side. It was like sleeping with the enemy. I wasn't happy because I had a man. I was happy because I know who I am. And if more women take the time to heal and know who they are and stop giving in, no matter who you stand next to, he's a compliment to you. You got to come completed. If you're complete already and he's complete, Y'all gonna be the power team there is. Nothing can come in the way. But when you dealing with somebody who's struggling as a male, everything possible is gonna be a distraction. Oh, it's Titty Tuesday. Send them to my inbox. Oh, it's this, that, and other. But if I was to say it's Wednesday, Wing Wednesday, send me your whacker in my inbox, then it would be like, well, you disrespected me. Well, you disrespected me. See, we don't speak up as women. First mistake is going into a relationship and not finding out where that man mindset is. Second mistake is if you go in there and you find out where his mindset is and you hold on anyways, it's your fault. Because you knew he was no good to you. And I can speak for myself. I knew that subject was no good for me. But I got caught up in the moment. We all make mistakes, but it's how you fix your mistake. I'm not trying to jump in no relationship. My heart was broken. I finally opened my heart up to one person out of 40-some years. And I opened my heart, and this person broke my heart. Okay, they break your heart, but what do you do after they break your heart? Someone told me, well, you need to start dating. I'm ready for you to start dating. Keyword, she was ready for me to start dating. I wasn't ready to date, and I told her I'm not ready yet. Well, you know, I'm a Sagittarius, too, and I tell you, once we done, we not coming back. I said, I'm not looking for nobody to come back. Who said that? See, I understand what I need to do for me, and I know at that moment, I was damaged material for anybody. I literally was damaged material for anybody. If I would have got into a relationship, all was going to happen was I was going to be damaged. And then that person was going to either be hurt or hurt me even more because my strength wasn't there. So why would I jump into something a few months after I just got out of something? That's not how I heal. I don't do rebound relationships. And that's what most men do. Most men jump into relationships because they're rebound relationships. I'm going to get even. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. Oh, well, I'm going to go ahead and be with this person over here because, you know, I'm not going to be alone. And I need that comfort. But then you walking around here unsure, trying to pretend like this the best thing that ever happened to you. And the only thing you see is the perks of the sex and the perks of whatever they're doing for you. Outside of that, you are damaged. You are a man scorned, a man torn. You are a man that is a destruction to any female because you're not going to take that female serious. What's wrong with men taking a couple of months off to get themselves together? What's wrong with a man saying, I need to seek counseling? Because a lot of stuff done happened in my life that is tragic, that I need help. I'm tired of fighting these demons that I'm dealing with. I know I did these girls wrong, and it's coming back and it's haunting me. So I'm going to take time off and heal. But they won't do that. They're going to tell you, you need to go heal. And then when they say, my ex used to say, you need to heal. You're not over your past. I was over my past, but what it was you wanted me to heal so that I could be a puppet for you, and that I wasn't going to do. I'm never going to be a puppet for any man. None. Just like my kid's dad called me and said, you wouldn't hold my hand. You wouldn't do X, Y, and Z. You were so focused on your career and your education. You made me feel like I was just something to do. Well, did I make you feel like that? Or did you not understand that you had a strong woman beside you that's got a future ahead of her and you need to step up your game? Because if you would have stepped your game up, you would have been like, okay, we on this mission. She getting her education. I'm holding the house down. But instead, I'm getting my education. You so-called hustling and I'm working. Well, how does that make sense? And I'm pregnant back to back. Like, I'm trying to better myself. I'm trying to do more than what I did yesterday. I'm trying to step over here and do this. See, my life doesn't sit where I got to sit and be on social media all the time. My life doesn't sit where I got to put on one way I am on Facebook and one way I am on in real life. What you see is what you get. And that's just the bottom line. People say, oh, well, she always out of town. I want to travel like her. Well, then try staying in a hotel 95% of the year away from your family. Working 12 hours a day, if not more. You know, it's all glitz and glam because you see somebody going through an airport, but you don't know what that person's going through. So if I got a man by my side, he got to be strong and realize my woman, my fiance, my wife, my what have you, is out here working hard as a woman. And here I am as a male that won't work more than 6 hours a day. Make it make sense. She out here working extra hard, taking care of her responsibilities, allowing herself the ability to do whatever she want, whenever she want, and travel as she desire. And I am a male who will only commit to 6 hours a day of work and got to have days off. But she works 7 days a week. See, a lot of males don't know how to be a man. I don't care if he's 50, 52, 50, 60, what have you, 45. You got young kids. I work with all men on my job, man. You got young kids out here, 25, 30 years old, working 12, 13 hours, if not more, a day, 7 days a week. Looking tired, but still out here grinding. But you got 50-year-old men who swear to God that they are God's gift to this earth that won't even work 40 hours a week. That will sit in a bar or at a club more than they do on somebody's clock. Or you don't even have to work for somebody. You don't even have a job that you a business that you can literally say is my business, and I put in 70 hours a week in my business to make sure it's successful. You piecemealing things together to say you're an entrepreneur, you got your own business, but really, do you? Do you have your own business? Is it set up right? See, these men program you to think, oh, I'm a business owner. No, he just somebody who got a hobby that makes a little bit of money on the side. Do he do his taxes for his business? Do he do anything? No, he's telling you all the wrong that you're doing, but you can never point out all the wrong that he's doing. Is he really working for doing things for other females, or and they paying him, or is the payment in sex? Because, see, I found that out about my ex. Instead of paying him the money to come and cut the yards, he was sleeping with him. I'm going to go out here and I'm going to get my brother or whoever I got working with me to cut the yards while I go in here and sleep with X, Y, and Z. See, these are males that are broken, that don't have nothing going for themselves. But they tell women all the time, you need to go heal. Well, young boy, because you're not a man, you need to go heal. I encourage you to take you some time and find out who you really are and what you really want in life. The minute their relationship goes south, they blame it on the woman. But weren't you cheating? Weren't you going out of town seeing other people? Weren't you on the phone or in the inbox or texting or what have you? Other people or got your homeboy hooking you up with somebody or going out saying you with your boys and you in the maybe y'all in the bar. But you're picking up other women. You need to heal. Because it ain't her. And ladies, quit letting these males tell you, oh, I already had one bad marriage. I ain't never getting married again. And if that's your desire to get married, why are you wasting your time thinking that he is going to change his mind and finally make you his wife? He already told you from the beginning. He has no desire to ever be married again. So what are you wasting your time blocking your blessings and overlooking the fact that Some man is waiting for his wife to show up. You gonna hold on to this clown that keep telling you, oh, I ain't never doing marriage. Oh, no, I'm not getting married no more and this and that. Yet, you want to be married. So I'm going to end this podcast. I know it's all over the place, but I almost got in an accident this morning. So I will talk to you all later and realize men are broken and they're going to make you feel like they aren't. They are broken, and they're going to tell you that you're the one that's broken. But you're not broken. He needs to heal himself and get over whatever it is he went through. Because it's not you. Good morning. It's not you. It's never been you. Don't let them tell you.